Hi everyone, please excuse my feeble voice. I'm just coming out of the end of a bad cold. So this is a very honest message from a listener that I think many of us will resonate with. Hi Claire, there is a lot problematic going on in self, life and family of late. It is around mental health, physical health, relationship issues, house problems, slow down of beloved work, end of life care, and all within this dark, sad time of year. I could list them all out specifically, yet I'm conscious that wouldn't be a helpful practice. Very clear signs of overwhelm, stress, depression, and anxiety in self are prevalent. In your latest wonderful book, you share moments of suffering are the greatest gifts of our life. Enough of the fucking gifts. They say things come in threes, and this is closer to 33. You can see these situations in life, in the field, and I am getting very muddy. I see this as a glorious opportunity to get curious and explore within. What happens when it just feels endless and totally overwhelming? Yeah. It makes total sense that the overwhelm happens, because the lens through which everything is being perceived gets more and more dense as we're looking out, and all we're seeing is evidence of lack and confusion and threat and danger and incapacity. So when one thing goes wrong, and when that thing looked necessary for our well-being, for our survival, and it is the survival of the identity, that then sets up a knock-on effect, that the lens is made more dense, because the perspective is rattled, isn't it? The perspective is one of my brain's still not working from the cold, but the perspective is of insecurity that looks out. And because that lens is shifted, things look worse. And because things look worse, they make the lens more dense. And so things look even worser. And it just goes on and on. And so overwhelm really makes total sense. And because of that, when we are feeling really low, when we're feeling really stressed and inadequate, when there's huge anxiety or suffering, depression, that is a sign always to not take the narrative seriously, because all of this will mean that the mind is in overdrive, trying to find stability. The identity is really threatened, and there will be sort of an accumulation of all these thoughts about ourselves, that we're not getting things right, that we can't do these things, that other people have life much more sorted than we do, that we're a failure, that we're problematic. And so that narrative is really ramping up so much, and we're trying so innocently, the mind is trying within that narrative to find some peace, find some freedom, and it's only able to try to do that within the identity, within this idea of what I am. And it can't do that. And so I would say, so the question is, What happens when it just feels endless and totally overwhelming is, I would say, just move one tiny step at a time. Do the very basics, the absolute basics, to keep a roof over our heads, to look after people who are dependent on us, to create as much physical health as possible. So to eat well, to get fresh air and movement, to be hydrated, to earn money that we need. Do the minimum, just one step at a time. Focus on what is the next thing to do. And that is a shift of attention out of this whirring mind into just what's here to be done. That's all. Just this next thing, and then this next thing, and then this next thing. And that's sane. And it's a way of moving into the world, into a world of objects and form that has a far truer reality than all the noise in the mind, all of that narrative. So I would disregard the mind completely. I would really disregard the feelings, because all they're doing is reflecting what the mind is saying, and just move one tiny step at a time to do the very basics. And that's enough. That's really, really enough. Being as kind to ourselves as we can possibly can be, as healthy as we possibly can be. And I think because that approach doesn't give more energy and attention to this attempt of the mind to stabilize itself within separation, then this is sanity now. So this is a mind coming into reality. I would say that, my darling, and we hear you. I think we all have had those periods in our life, and they don't last. But I think the critical thing is to not allow that re-traumatization cycle to operate, because it will continue to look out on this doom and gloom, and the doom and gloom will reinforce the perspective of lack and inadequacy and anxiety and depression. So it's an exit from that re-traumatization cycle by moving into just gradually and gently into the world, just one tiny step at a time. What's needed now? What's the minimal that's needed now? And that's I would say kind and sane. Yeah. Thank you. So much love to you, darling. Bye.